Surveillance cameras have been vital in the investigation into the attempted bombings in Britain. The UK has a huge network of surveillance cameras along its roadways and in London. We called Kim Sengupta, defense correspondent with the Independent newspaper in London, to find out how they work. He says, especially in central London, it is almost impossible not to be caught on videotape.
What is interesting about this particular attack is that the two cars which were used in London were parked probably in the highest concentration of CCTV cameras in the country. So you've got the police cameras there, you've got premises, shops having their own cameras, you've got clubs and bars having their cameras. So one of the problems that the police are facing on this one is the sheer amount of material.
A wealth of material.
Absolutely.
You mentioned CCTV cameras. That would be closed-circuit television cameras.
That's what it is, Melissa, yes.
There's also, though, technology that's called automatic number plate recognition technology along the highways to read license plates. How does that work?
Well, basically, it was brought in fact, to stop people from avoiding the congestion charge, which is brought into London. It basically tracks number plates, and it comes up in a computer. A Dr. Asher and his wife were stopped in their car. In fact, the car was forced onto the hard shoulder after this number plate recognition system supposedly worked and their numbers flashed up. He had apparently been connected to the incident in London because of mobile phones, which the police found in the two cars in London.
So in that case, the authorities knew who they were looking for, they knew the license plate they were looking for, and they could actually pinpoint where he was on the road to stop him.
Yes, that is the case. I mean, the reason they had got such a wealth of details on this particular attack is that the two cars in London were recovered, as you know, intact. They had been taxed, they had fingerprints, and most importantly, they had these mobile phones, which were meant to act as detonators.
You mentioned the closed-circuit television cameras around central London. Those presumably would have captured images of the people who drove those cars in, the would-be bombers. Any idea whether that's been fruitful for investigators?
Well, we're told that certainly in one case they have got images of someone who appears to be one of the guys also involved in the Glasgow case as well. And the feeling now is that the two men involved in the Glasgow case appear to be involved in the London case as well, although that is not entirely verified. But what we are told, what we hear, is that certainly they've got one set of images of one man who they're quite confident about.
With the surveillance network for license plate reading that we were talking about, I gather it can handle something like 50 million license plate reads a day. Have there been civil liberties concerns raised, or do Britons pretty much feel this is necessary and it's a valuable thing to have?
Well, I think in all these cases, there are concerns raised. But then as soon as you have a situation like this, as soon as there is a terrorist threat, was deemed to be a terrorist threat, and some of these concerns appear to dissipate.
Okay, Kim Sengupta, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kim Sengupta is defense correspondent for the Independent newspaper in London.